From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama's proposed federal budget for fiscal 2011 would give NASA a boost in funding over the next 5 years. But as NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports, it would also kill the agency's planned successor to the space shuttle and end its current effort to return astronauts to the moon.
The space shuttles will be retired after just 5 more flights. After that, NASA was going to focus on its Constellation program, designing new rockets and capsules to return astronauts to the moon by 2020. But the administration's new budget would kill Constellation, saying it's behind schedule and lacking in innovation. Instead, the budget would fund NASA to contract with private companies to take astronauts up to the International Space Station. Under this plan, NASA would do research and development on new technologies that could get astronauts farther out into space. The shift in direction will likely face opposition in Congress, which has scheduled a hearing on challenges facing NASA for later this week. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
Toyota is rushing to get parts to dealers to fix a problem with sticky gas pedals. But safety advocates say the company should have addressed the problem of unwanted acceleration in its vehicles much earlier, as we hear from NPR's Frank Langfitt.
Drivers have complained about unwanted acceleration in Toyotas for years, and safety advocates have linked the problem to a number of accidents and deaths. Toyota insists it dealt with the issue promptly, even though it only began to identify the causes of the problem last fall. David Champion is automotive director with Consumer Reports. He says the automaker and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration should have paid closer attention to what drivers were saying.
I think both Toyota and NHTSA should have been more diligent in looking at the complaints on their database.
The safety agency denied it had been caught flat-footed and says it reads every safety complaint within one business day of arrival. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in the Mexican border city of Juarez say they're baffled about the motive behind the weekend massacre of 16 young people. James Blears reports from Mexico City.
The mayor of Juarez, Jose Reyes Feriz, says that there's not a shred of evidence that any of the youngsters gunned down execution-style by assassins with semi-automatic assault rifles had any criminal record or association whatever with organized crime. Young people aged between 15 and 20 were either high school or college students. They were enjoying a party celebrating the victory of a local American football team when gunmen jumped out of 4 SUVs, sealed off the street, and systematically hunted them down. Juarez borders onto El Paso, Texas. More than 2,500 people have been killed there by drug cartels in the last year. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
Resource stocks carried Asian stocks higher on Tuesday after strong U.S. manufacturing data raised hopes the global recovery is more solid. This is NPR. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is expected to announce plans today for a year-long study looking into how the military would lift the controversial ban on gays serving openly in the military and the impact the change would have on the force. Officials say the study will be co-chaired by a senior Pentagon civilian and a top uniformed officer. The government of Brazil is giving the go-ahead for the construction of a massive hydroelectric dam deep in the Amazon rainforest. When completed, the dam will provide power to more than 20 million homes. The BBC's Gary Duffield has more from Sao Paulo.
The government says the scheme has been modified to take account of fears that it would threaten the way of life of the indigenous groups who live in the area. The Brazilian Environment Minister, Carlos Mink, has also revealed that those who win the bidding process to build and operate the Belo Monte Dam will have to pay millions of dollars to protect the environment and meet 40 other conditions. However, critics say diverting the flow of the Xingu River will still lead to devastation in a large area of the rainforest.
The BBC's Gary Duffield reporting from Brazil. A Pakistani official says tribesmen shot and killed 2 militants and hanged their bodies from an electricity pole in a lawless area bordering Afghanistan. The government official says the bodies were hanged in Bajur tribal region. Bajur is where Pakistani troops carried out a major offensive recently to root out the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Afghan President Hamid Karzai is on his way to Saudi Arabia to talk to the Taliban. Saudi Arabia is one of the few countries that recognize the Taliban regime before it was thrown out of power in 2001. Karzai wants the Saudis to help with his reconciliation plan. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.